Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the April Rallo monthly call on Tuesday, 25th of June, 2013 at 500 UTC. On the call today, we have Cyrano-Jean Vardanyan, Carol Langdon Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Pavan Bodani, Hong Shui, and Gunilla Astbrink. We have apologies from Rinalia Abdulrahim, Winthrop Yu, Ali Al-Meshal, and Holly Raish. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Julia. This is Cyrano's for the record. So we have our agenda. Thanks, Pavan and Holly, for sharing this with us. And the first question in our agenda is welcoming the new members in Naturala. So probably you will welcome me as the new vice chair. I just would like to express my great thankfulness for the whole team, for staff, for letting be a part of this huge family and wonderful family. So I will hopefully will be a good part of this team, and of course looking forward for all your support during this period. So unfortunately Holly is not here, but then let's move to the second point, if you don't mind. So the second point is the coming non-com candidates nominated, Gunilla Astbrink and Ali Al-Meshal. So probably I would like to ask the staff, what is the process now, where we are? Sylvia, can you help me with this?
Sure.
Thank you.
So now we are at the stage, go for the record. We are at where all the relos must submit the date by June 25th to nominate to the delegate Astbrink and Ali Al. We just need to hear from them what is the decision regarding these two candidates and communicate by June 25th.
I really couldn't hear you, Sylvia. Can you put in the notes what is the process, because the deadline here is 25th, as it is written in the agenda. So for people to know, I think if I'm not wrong, by July 12th, we need to know already people's name announced officially, yes?
Yes. Sarah or Cheryl here. I'm having trouble raising my hand.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah or Cheryl. Appreciate you noting me, even though I'm unable to raise my hand. If I may assist you here, I did hear much of what Sylvia was saying, but it was difficult to hear. I believe we certainly have Gunilla on this call, and we may have Ali. If we don't, that is regrettable. But in fact, by the close of business on the 25th, which of course is UTC 25th, which means it is technically in another 12 or so hours' time. Sort of the rest of the world is already still on the 24th. AP Rallo needs to put forward via Holly, and she can certainly do that to Olivier at the ALAC call later today, which is midnight Australia time, and put forward any names, and we have the two names that have been nominated, who wish to serve as the regional nominating committee voting member, something, of course, which Cyrenos, you know and understand very well, because you have served in this capacity for the last 2 years. So I think this agenda item is to allow any of the potential candidates to say a few words and introduce themselves. So, Cyrenos, if you would like to ask Anela to do that, but we do need, and see if Ali is on the line, we do need to recognise that all we are doing as a region is putting forward two names which we believe would do an admirable job. The ALAC make the selection, and the ALAC can select someone who we do not put forward. So it is not a fait accompli that anyone on our list, in this case our two names, will be selected by the ALAC, but obviously they have asked us to look to our own knowledge base and put forward someone. And I see Olivier is going to jump in and perhaps correct me. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier for the transcript. I just wanted to check one thing. Did you say ALAC call later on today?
Sorry, it's next week. No, it needs to go through to you. My error. ALAC is normally on the same day as our meeting, but it's been postponed. So it would have to be
That's correct, yeah.
It would have to be transmitted by Pavan on behalf of Holly.
Yeah, that's correct, Cheryl.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
how yeah, only yes.
So I'm looking forward to receive the preferred candidates, should I say, from the RELO. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Cheryl. This is Cyrenos again. I think we have two really great candidates, Gunel and Ali, and probably it would be good if there is no any challenges just to go for some voting process, Cheryl, or maybe
Cheryl here.
Yes, please.
There is no need to do any sort of vote. All we need to do is put a name forward.
Okay.
Sorry, Cyrenos. Even if we did vote, it has no bearing on the ALAC's decision. So AP RALO has always just put suitable names forward in no particular priority. But what we do have the opportunity to do here in today's call is hear a few words from Gunilla and from Ali, if they're both here.
Okay. I think Ali will join us in a couple of minutes. It was posted in chat space, but probably we'll start with Gunilla. Gunilla, please. Gunilla, are you available via phone?
You might be muted, Gunilla.
Yeah. Okay, while we are waiting for Gunilla to unmute, we probably will come back to this point when Ali also will be online, and we will move forward with the agenda. The selection of April RALO chair and vice chairs are done. We will, starting from June 13th, new selected people will be filling up the position. And as far as I'm new to the process, but as far as I know, the secretariat should be appointed. And we all agreed that our current secretariat will stay for another term, yes?
Yes.
Cheryl, please help me with that.
Yes?
Okay. Yes, excellent. So my congratulations for the Pavan and Chuck, who are our secretariat. And we'll move forward with point 4, IGF in Bali and AP APRIGF, Asia Pacific IGF update. Pavan, please.
Hi there. This is Pavan speaking. I think Yanis will probably be able to give a better update on that, but she's currently traveling. So once she reaches Hong Kong, I'll tell her to email the AP Rallo and give the latest update on those.
Okay, thank you, Pavan. So we'll come back to you again because the next agenda point is ICANN Beijing and steps forward for ALS's communication. You have the floor, Pavan.
Hong has her hand up.
Yeah. Sorry, Hong, please.
Well, thank you. I actually have a question regarding agenda item 3. Well, I'm not at the screen, but to my memory, it say selection for a Virilo representative to ALAC should be completed by the end of June. That would be only a couple of days. I didn't receive the voting code. I wonder whether it's been completed. I just wonder whether I missed the procedural. So we'll be grateful.
Thank you, Hong. This is really good point you raised. Staff, can you help us where we are with the voting process now?
Hello, Hong. This is Sylvia Ivanko. I will take that as an action item. I need to check with Mark Ashian, who runs the vote, on whether he has started this procedure or not. So I will take that as an action item.
Yeah, please. Please let us know because we are reaching the deadline already for that.
Thank you. I will.
Hong, do you have anything else to add? Your hand is up.
Well, that's the old one. That's it.
Okay, I hope that we will soon we'll have the information from staff, so the decision will be done. Thank you. Pavan, we are back to you. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. This is Pavan again. So basically, Holly asked me to reach out, actually it was my initiative, to reach out to the ALSs after the Beijing meeting and to get their feedback. So I was able to get some of them to reply back and give their feedback on how they felt about the meeting and arrangements. And from that, I've sort of summarized like 3 or 4 points of something we can do better next time according to their suggestions. So if it's okay, I'll just read those couple of points out right now. The first one was some of the ALSs found the terminology used during the meetings a bit hard to catch up with. So my suggestion would be next time to maybe have the staff can help out, and I can help out as well, to have a sheet of some of the acronyms printed beforehand so that we can pass it out to them so they will know what are the different working groups and so on. It'll be easier for them to follow during the meeting.
Okay.
The second one, some of the ALSs found the schedule to be quite overwhelming. There were a lot of events going on, some at the same time as well. So the suggestion I had from that was maybe for every meeting, especially if it's related to the ALSs, we could have a 1 or 2 liner talking about the objective of this meeting and who is recommended to be at this meeting so that it can sort of raise their attention beforehand so they know which are the ones which might be more suitable for them. The third one was some of the ALSs actually during the I understand during our showcase we had a lack of time and everything was quite pressed. They said that they would have liked to present about themselves since they had the floor over there. So my suggestion for this is, especially for the ALSs who did recommend that they want to talk about themselves, I'm going to invite them to the coming AP Rallo calls and then just give them 5 or 10 minutes at the end to talk about themselves. We'll be more than happy to accommodate that. And then the last one was all of them, just the positive feedback, was all of them agreed that the fellowship in the early morning was a great idea because it was sort of an orientation and a good way for them to rub shoulders with others and then find out more about each other's ALS. So yeah, so I'll be coming. The good thing is I've got most of the ALSs now on personal, like GChat, Skype and stuff, so it'll be easier for me to communicate with them. So I'll try to keep on reaching out to them, telling them about the calls and so on. And I have an action item from last time, which is about the calendar, which I'll be working with staff to get that sorted as soon as possible as well. So that's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pavan. This is Siranush again. Yeah, the suggestions are really very great. I think that now by knowing people in person, it's really easy to communicate with them. And your suggestions will bring more opportunities for all of us to communicate. And I think also the if I can ask you also to put all your notes and suggestions in email for all other people who are not online today, who are who were not available for this call, we'll go through and we'll be aware of what kind of suggestions and what kind of steps we are going to take.
Okay, sure, I'll do that. I'll put that down as an action item. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So our next agenda item is preparation for Durban meeting. Pavan, we are back also to you.
Okay.
Please, Taf, can you tell us, do we have the time for AP Rallo monthly meeting already in the agenda? And then we'll go back to Pavan to tell what we are expected to do there.
Yes, this is Silvia Vivanco. We do have the AP Rallo monthly meeting for Wednesday 17 on Wednesday at 10 a.m. until 9 a.m. So we need to define the agenda basically today to be able to send it for translation services.
Excellent.
Go to the link.
Great. Thank you very much. Pavan?
So for the Durban meeting, basically I just replied to Sylvia's email, and we sort of had a draft agenda sorted for that meeting, and Holly has replied back, and we're going to work on that and polish it up before closer to the date of the Durban meeting. Apart from that, I don't really have any updates. I think Holly will be able to fill you in later, but the agenda, I'll be working with staff to get that sorted.
Thank you very much, and thanks, Sylvia, for the link. I think we still don't have Ali on the call, waiting for him. So, Olivier, please, the floor is yours. Our next agenda, you are in our next agenda point. Policy development, please.
Thank you very much, Sarah Nush. It's Olivier Caplan of Law for the Transcript Record. And yes, I am next in the policy development. There's 15 minutes for this section, but at the moment we are somehow in between things. The recently adopted DALAC statement that we have listed here, we had the proposed final 2013 registrar accreditation agreement. That was a particularly important piece of work, and that was sent and adopted. We had the FY, so fiscal year 14 draft operating plan and budget that was also sent, voted on, etc. And the third one, the third recent one, was the new GTLD board committee consideration of GAC safeguard advice, and the ALAC released a small statement just commenting on a handful of points. And so that was voted, etc. In fact, there is something which is not shown currently on the listing after that. The statement or endorsements currently being developed, reviewed, or voted on by the ALAC. I note that it's got a number of all of them here are listed with several people needing to confirm if statements are necessary. But there is one which is missing, and that's a statement that we're currently voting on, the IDN implementation of IDN variant top-level domains. This is a statement which was drafted not in response of a public comment period, because, as you know, some statements are drafted in response to public comment periods, some are not. Some are just spontaneous statements, and this one is a spontaneous one that came out of the Internationalized Domain Name Working Group, Rinalia Abdulrahim and Edmund Chung, both from AP Rallo, have been holding the pen on this, and the ALAC is currently voting on this. So it's a bit too late to provide input from the RALO. But I hope that in the future there will be more input from the RALO on this type of statement. Now, if we look at each one of the statements currently being developed, or rather under question, The first one is the GNSO Structures Charter Amendment Process. And as you know, Alan Greenberg is our GNSO liaison. It's a pity that this afternoon or later on in the next 12 hours we don't have the ALAC call, because Alan Greenberg usually provides us with a full report of what's happening in the GNSO and what's happening in the GNSO Council. But we will find out soon. I suspect from the fact that this is a GNSO Structures Charter, it's a really very technical GNSO matter, and I would suspect that Alan will probably tell us to refrain from commenting at this stage. The next one is the proposed renewal of the .org GTLD registry agreement. And in fact, let's go faster. There are a number of GTLD registry agreements which are to be renewed. There's .org. And if you look further down, there is .info and .biz, as biz, B-I-Z. In the past, I know that when it dealt with the renewal of the .com registry agreement, there were some points made by the ALAC. I'm not quite sure what the status is for .org, .info, and .biz. Obviously, there might be some hot issues associated to this. And so we are, again, asking Alan Greenberg to provide us with some feedback on those three. Next is the consultation on the source of policies and user instructions for Internet number resource requests. And the technical issues working group is going to let us know whether a statement is needed on this. Of course, as we know, the policies and user instructions on Internet number resources request, this really has to do with the address supporting organization, the ASO, and the whole process of the regional Internet registries, etc. Next, the CICHWIS initial report and the GNSO policy development process, that's the GNSO PDP part of the CICHWIS initial report. Again, Alan Greenberg is to confirm if a statement is necessary. I think I might also today be asking Carlton Samuel, since it does come out from the CICHWIS initial report. Ask Carlton, always good to have someone else comment if a statement is necessary. The next one is the initial report on the protection of intergovernmental organization and international governmental organization and international non-governmental organization identifiers in all GTLDs. This was a public comment that was triggered by a process I think initially caused by the Red Cross and the International Olympic Committee asking for special protection. And so the GNSO has worked on this, and this looks like the initial report from that GNSO working group. Evan Nibovich will be confirming if a statement is necessary on this. As we know, Evan has been following this quite closely. Next is the implementation of the IDN variant top-level domains. Oh, no, there you go. That's where it says. It says ALAC voting. I do apologize for having said we had forgotten this earlier. It's right hidden in the middle of this mass of text. So ALAC voting, I've already touched on it. And then finally, the statement on the World Conference on International Telecommunication Outcomes. And Olivier Crépin-Leblanc is supposed to be drafting a statement. I'll be following up with him to try and find out what's going on with this, because it's been a while. So now I open the floor for questions.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much. As usual, you presented everything in detail. Hong, you have a question, please.
It's not really a question. Oh, it's a comment. Well, it is great to summarize all the policy development in our community. Probably we need a third category, that is ICANN's response to the ALAC statements, comments, simultaneous intervention. Somebody's calling me. what I mean is ICANN board is going to reveal finally ALAC's statement on TMCH and IDN variants. that's very much good. It's going to happen in this week. It's pretty much positive. We've wondering what will happen. But it does make a positive step from ICANN that it does care about the comments from a large community. But on the other hand, recently, well, I heard the strong feedback from a different stakeholder group that ICANN is doing something secretly to appoint another TMCH provider in certain community. This is very interesting. In our statement, we strongly suggest there should be community-based solution, but we never ask ICANN to do this secretly. Transparency is very much the priority of either policy and implementation. So this is very interesting, what has ICANN done and what is happening behind the door. If it's really for the community's solution, why it cannot be disclosed? I'm not speculating anything. That's because recently at a call on the 19th of June, many people asked the question. They received a commercial from one organization publicly stating that they have received commitment from ICANN to appoint them as another TMCH provider. This is very, very interesting information. Great. Oh, okay. My observation back to you. I have to get a call.
Yeah. Thank you, Hong. Olivier, you have the your hand raised.
Yes, thank you very much, Sarah Nush. And thank you, Hong, for this. I was not aware of the point that you've just raised with regards to another trademark clearinghouse provider. Can we please follow up offline afterwards? If you can just drop me an email, or I'll drop you an email to remind you to let me know, because I'd certainly be interested. And I'm saying this wearing yet another hat, the hat of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. We're told everything at ICANN is transparent. So we need to find out how transparent this process is. So thanks for this. Now, regarding Hong's other point of providing an update on the follow-up and on the response from ICANN to our statements, I think that's a very, very good point indeed. And it just struck me that although I do sometimes, not often, but sometimes receive responses from ICANN, and sometimes we do notice the actual response, as in not a verbal or a written response, but an actual act of ICANN being able to amend its policies or implement things that we have we as a community have suggested, it might be a good idea to actually do have some kind of tracking of how effective we are and of the responses we're being given by ICANN. At the moment, I can tell you that there is a lot more response these days to our statements than there used to be a while ago. And this while ago was can in some cases be as recent as 6 to 8 to 10 months ago. So I'm quite pleased to be able to announce that the things are improving. I hope they will continue improving. But the point that Hong made about being able to have a follow-up on what has been sent is very well taken. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think Hong is in full agreement with what you have said. Hong, you have your mic, your hand is up. No. You just put your mark that you are in agreement. Thank you. I think we can come back to the point of our nomination committee selection process. Gunilla, are you available now to talk? I think she's on mute, and maybe we can unmute her. Sylvia?
It's like she's typing. I will see if she has some problems.
Can we call? Gunilla is only via Adobe, or she is on call as well? Yeah, maybe we can dial out to Gunilla. While we are doing that, thank you, Julia. Cheryl, is there anything we want to add for this call? Before going back to nomination committee point.
Thank you, Bruno. Yes, there is, in fact, and it is, Cheryl, for the record, but speaking very much as the assumed chair for next year's nominating committee, and the regional representation that is sent from the ALAC for our region will be working directly with me, of course, in this future role. I think it's important to recognise, and Sarah Nish will have noted in her 2 years, a number of changes to ensure that the nominating committee is indeed more transparent and now more accountable to the community. And so we've had a number of public meetings. We will continue to be more and more public in the next 12 months. It will mean that things like attendance records of the representation that the ALAC and all the other stakeholders send will be becoming public. This year, Sirinush and all of the other nominating committee members are asked to do what's called a 360 review. It is a peer review process where they are, in terms of both myself as chair-elect and of Uriel as the current chair for this year, to answer a number of questions about us and our performance and how well we do or do not operate. And each of them will be interviewed by an independent third party who does these peer reviews all the time. And so the Board Governance Committee and future NOMCOMs will have the very beginning of a wealth of material on what makes a good chair and what will improve chairing in the future. But we would expect that by next year, or certainly the year after, we will also be peer reviewing the nominating committee members. This will be an additional thing that the NOMCOM members will be exposing themselves for. But the NOMCOM members act in possibly one of the most important capacities in our organisation, and I'm sure the community, and I hope Vivier wearing his accountability and transparency review team hat, will be pleased with that. Now, this email has now been dialed. And hey, stop, Philip.
I think there is some echo on the phone.
Yes, I've muted the speaker.
Yes. Okay, Cheryl, please.
Over to you, Ganella.
Okay. Shall I speak now?
Gunella, please. Cheryl is on. She's speaking about nomination committee process now and updates. Cheryl.
Okay. To be honest, Sirinush, I'm happy with what I've said. I think if we move to Gunella now, and Ali, if he can join us, that would be the best.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl, for updates. And just a couple of updates where we are now with the process with current selection. Now we are doing, as I have sent you the report card for June, we are doing weekly calls, and now in the process already for shortlisting of all candidates. So I think really a very difficult job ahead of us still. We have a good bunch of people applying. I'm happy also to announce again that we have the 110 applications for this year, which is really good applause to the outreach team who did great job for this. So I think that by Durban we'll have already set the final process for the selection, and we'll come up with the details. Thank you, and Gunella, the floor is yours, please.
Thank you very much, Sirinush, and my apologies before for the problems with the audio. I'm presuming that I can be heard now?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Please.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you very much for
the nomination for me, and so I'd like to just speak a little bit about my background that could be relevant to this. And firstly, I have been on the ISOC NOMCOM in 2012. So while the processes might be different and the number of applicants certainly are different, I'm aware of the general processes, the importance of having networks internationally and knowing various people, understanding the recruitment process, the selection process based on the needs of the ICANN board, obviously needing people who are skilled, understanding the internet community and having strategic and policy expertise. And as is stated in the words of ICANN, we need leaders of the highest caliber and capability who place public interest ahead of any particular interest, and that's of course very, very important. I was a reference provider for ICANN, the NOMCOM in 2011 for a particular candidate, so again I saw the process from that side, and I've been a director of ISOC Australia, ALS to Apralo, together with, of course, Holly and Cheryl, and been participating in ICANN processes over a number of years, and actually also from the point of view of another aspect of ICANN, I was on the management committee to investigate applying for a new GTLD. This was one called Doc Love, which was based on a philanthropic model. So the income received could be used to support NGOs internationally on societal goals like poverty reduction and improving educational opportunities. We didn't go ahead with that bid, but we certainly noted a lot of the ICANN processes at that time. And I should also say that I've been participating at global IGFs, regional IGFs, was on the organising committee of the Australian IGF and co-organiser of a panel at the Australian IGF last year. And now on the MSG of the Asia Pacific Regional IGF Planning Committee. So I have a sort of rounded background, obviously, as Sianush and Cheryl and Olivia know. My particular interest is disability, and I chair an accessibility and usability SIG. I've presented workshops for ISOC leaders at a workshop in Sri Lanka in 2011 and presented at a number of PAC INETs. I've also liaised with the Pacific Island chapter of ISOC in regard to disability and other general issues and have been participating at the PAC INETs for the last 5 years. So that's a sort of broad range of background, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Gunalla, my excellent presentation. Is there any question to Gunalla? No questions, I guess, at this point. Staff, can we call back to Ali to see if he can join 10 minutes earlier than he mentioned? He can join, just for us to know if he can be available. Before that, is there any questions? We have only 0.8 left for our agenda, AOB. So is there anything we left for the discussion? Yes, thank you, Julia.
Siranus, this is Silvia Vivanco. Perhaps, if possible, we could discuss the main issues to be discussed during the April monthly meeting in Durban, since we have, we have the agenda today. I don't know if that is possible for you.
Yeah, I think we will work on the agenda for our APRALO meeting in Durban, and we'll come back with that agenda for you to put and share with others. Maureen has just joined the call. Thank you, Maureen, for joining us. Cheryl, do you want to say anything related to nomination committee process, to because while we are waiting for staff to call to Ali.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Siranusha. I'm not sure we need to discuss the nominating committee process too much more, in as much as I think the ALAC has some excellent applicants to look at. And I would be more than comfortable with anyone who puts themselves forward, providing they're going to be able to make themselves absolutely available. And having experienced the outreach that everyone in the region can do when we ask them to, I would also hope that it's not just the voting members who serve on the nominating committee, but the at-large structures themselves, who might look to the talent and high-level individuals that they may have access to locally, to encourage them to put in a statement of interest in next year's outreach process. I certainly think we do need the community to also take a role in putting forward quality candidates. And I now have managed to filibuster long enough for Ali to join the call. So my work is done
yes,
again.
Yes, I'm happy to see that Ali joined the call. Ali?
Yes, hello?
Would just have floor for Gunella, who presented her experience. Can you say a couple of words about yourself and why you applied for self-nominated for the this really important position? The floor is yours,
sure.
Ali.
Thanks a lot, and sorry for joining late, because as I explained previously, it's the early time in Bahrain. We just started our working hours, so it was a bit difficult just to leave my work and start with you, so get some time now. Anyway, not to make it long. Okay, my name is Ali Al-Mishal. I am a board member of Bahrain Internet Society, which is the Bahrain chapter of ISOC, and also I am the director of strategic alliances in the chapter. I have been in this field as an IT, technicalities, for around 20 years. I used to be head of IT for the bank I am working for. Actually, my work, official work where the money come in, is in the bank. So I used to be head of IT. My journey in IT started from technicalities until I get the head. So I manage a number of different projects. And the biggest one is establishing a new company. I'm considered the founder for that company. It's a third-party company that we own 75% of it, and we have a technical arm for that. For the last 5 years, I have been given the opportunity to be promoted to a business positions, which is more or less is IT related. I'm now running the business of e-commerce and e-business and added value services for merchants and clients locally and internationally. I'm with a bachelor's degree in business information system and a master's degree in business administration from New York Institute of Technology. These are on the work, let's say, frame. On a personal level as well, I'm a public speaker on the when it comes to the e-commerce business, fraud, security, and hacks. I have participated in more than 20 events, workshops, either conducting a workshop or just giving a speech in a forums in the Gulf, in the Middle East, and in some of Asia countries. Also participating in some of social media events. I have been selected as for 2 years as a jury for Bahrain Excellence Award. So we were looking after these, let's say, the internet services that are provided by a number of companies here in Bahrain. So I was part of that jury. I have been selected for 2 years as well to be a mentor and a jury for a program that we are, it's called E-Shabab, mean innovation for the youth. So we are getting students from universities in the summer, taking them through our programs, mentoring them to bring an innovative ideas. I have started my work with ICANN maybe just last year, and this is thanks to Bahir Asmat, is the VP of this region, who highlighted that, and he take us through, so we become an at-large member. I'm the one who have worked on that from A to Z until we get registered. So I started my participation in Prague, and then Toronto, and Beijing is the last one. Two of them was a fellow, and the third was from as an at-large member. Why I'm interested in this, I have... this is the way we have learned it. This is the learning curve. We started once we were a fellow. We came as blind. We know nothing about this, about ICANN. Until the second meeting, our eyes get more opened on what we can do. On the third, it was more clear, as I stated in the last meeting when we were there in Beijing, more clear, and I'm now part of the Middle East Strategy Working Group, and we have done an excellent achievement in that, and the final, let's say, implementation plan will be presented in Durban. Unfortunately, I will not be there, but the team will be presenting that to the community. I'm part of the the working group, building capacity working group of the at large as well. So being now part of NINCOM, the more you get involved in different areas of ICANN, the more you can get more experience and you can serve the whole objective of being part of ICANN. So whenever I get the position to start, it's a learning curve. Hello?
Yes, Ali, we hear you.
Okay, great. I think that's in a brief. That's in a brief. I don't want to take that much time.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you for making this call. You also received a really huge support from APRALO ALSs, and I think we have really two strong candidates for NOMCOM, Gunella and Ali. Ali, just for you to know the process, Cheryl presented this, there will be no actual voting process for this, but APRALO leadership will come up with the name. And thank you for making possible to present yourself for the people here. I think that we will discuss this internally already with the leadership and we'll come up with the name by July 12th. Am I right, Cheryl?
Not quite. Cheryl here. Let me be really clear.
Okay, please. Correct me.
Let me be really clear on what needs to happen. And the action item will be for Pavan and you as you're acting in your vice chair capacity, or Pavan and Holly if she's okay for later today. They need to send both names, Gunella and Ali, to the ALAC. The nominating committee regional representative, the voting position, and as you know, you've done that for 2 years, it's a very big job and it's a very demanding job. The ALAC, the At-Large Advisory Committee, makes that appointment. All we do is put forward some names, if we have them, and we have two excellent names here, two excellent candidates, forward for their consideration. Let me warn us all, though, ALAC has in the past appointed someone to represent a region, not ours, but another region, who was not on the regional list. So it is possible that the ALAC could appoint someone that we have not put forward, which is why there is little point for us to make a vote when, in fact, it is a purely ALAC decision. What we are doing is putting forward candidates who are capable, who we believe and trust in. And so both names need to go forward to the ALAC. If you wanted to prioritise them, and some regions do, that's fine also, but I've served on the ALAC long enough to know that prioritisation makes little, if any, difference. ALAC will make its own value judgments. And so I propose that simply both names go through from Pavan on behalf of the PRALO leadership to Olivier, and it needs to be by the close of business 25 July UTC. So that is some 12 to 15 hours away. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Sylvia, for putting the timetable, time frame for this in the chat room. Thank you for clarification, Cheryl. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Sharonish. And I just got the shock of my life. I was just told that 25th July 2013 was in 12 hours. Of course, I think Cheryl meant June, yes. just to say thank you for this, there is one thing which both candidates might be receiving an email from me or from anyone on the ALAC asking further questions. At this moment, as Cheryl mentioned, it's the ALAC that makes all the decisions, so obviously it will be important if any ALAC members have any further questions, they will be emailing the candidates. Of course, might be asking other candidates as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. So we are in the process of sending the names to ALAC for everyone to know the process, and we'll see the results coming up soon. Is there anyone who would like to say something related to this? If no, I just would like to thank everyone for being able to participate in this call, and welcome all of you in Durban.
Thank you, Sirinush, and I'm sure, if I may, it's Cheryl here.
Yes, Cheryl.
As you have yet to actually take on the mantle of vice chair, so you're vice chair elect at the moment, I think you did a fabulous job of jumping in without any warning when you dialed in and discovered that that Holly wasn't going to be able to make the call. And I just want to thank you from our point of view of running a very efficient and effective meeting. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And it's a pleasure to have you all here. Thank you very much. Thank you, staff, for making everyone's wish and desire applicable for this call. Thank you all, and see you all soon.
Thanks a lot. Thanks,
bye.
For all. Thanks, Arunush. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.